Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and for the few minutes that I have to talk to you today, I pray the words will encourage your heart. My scripture is taken out of Psalms 119, 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yet sweeter than honey to my mouth. God's word is sweet to us, and when we take God's word and apply it, it'll bring a sweetness in our life. Lord, I pray bless my listeners today and help them to stay sweet and be sweet in Jesus' name. Years ago, when my husband and I was trucking across the country taking our mobile chapel, and we would go to truck stops all over the United States, so it meant that our journey, we would be away from home for a long time, for many months at a time. But before I would leave the house, I'd go to my mama's, and all through her house, I'd leave her little notes. I'd put it in her winter coat, and I'd put it in shoes. I'd put notes down in her closet and different places all over the house. So all during my absence, she would find my notes, and I'd tell her, Mom, I love you, and I'd say sweet things to her. And I thought about that many times, you know. One way or another, you and I are leaving a type of note behind. You're either leaving sweet notes or we're leaving notes that are not sweet. The greatest advice that my husband and I ever received in the ministry, we went to a superintendent one day and was explaining to him all the faults of another minister. And he listened to us for a long time as we read off all the wrongs that this other man had. And see, we were young and, you know, we thought we knew it all. Have you ever been there? And after he listened to us for that long period of time, he never said a word. But then when we were finished, he looked at us, and this is what he said. He said, "It makes no difference what other people do or say. You stay sweet." And he could see that we were not sweet, that we had bitterness in our heart. And the problem wasn't with the other brother. It was with us. We hadn't remained sweet. And I took that into my heart, and I've tried to live by that, that we need to be sweet. It doesn't matter what other people do and how they act and what they've done. You're going to give an account of what you've done and how you act. And you need to stay sweet. You see, the only way that we can keep that sweetness in our lives is we sit at the feet of Jesus. And when we sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of Him, we'll realize that nothing that comes against us, that He's not able to take care of it. Even our enemies, the Lord will handle them. He'll show us what to do. He'll tell us how to act. And He'll put us in the right place. But we need to stay sweet. You know, I read a little plaque one time. It said, "Lord, help my words today to be sweet, because tomorrow I might have to eat them." A lot of you today that I'm talking to, you're eating a lot of words that you spoke in haste and anger, and you wish you hadn't said them, but once they're out there, you can't take them back. So we all need to have that prayer on our hearts today. Lord, help me to be sweet. Help my deeds to show the sweetness of you. Help my deeds to be that forgiving and loving person. You see, when somebody has done you wrong and you refuse to forgive them, and you hold grudges against them, and you're spiteful, and you try to get revenge, that person always has power over you because they dominate you by the unforgiveness that you have in your life. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. No, it affects you, and you can't be sweet when you're not forgiving to others. And today we need to pray that God will help us. And you know what? I have found that when people have done things that were hurtful or harmful to me, in myself, I had no power to forgive. But with the help and grace of God, He gave me the power to forgive and to let go of things that would hurt. And today the Lord will do the same thing for you. But we need to pray, "Lord, help me to be sweet. Help me to be loving and kind." Because you see, it's only by that sweetness. Jesus said, "People will know that you're my disciples if you love one another." And it's nothing like the sweet love of Jesus to touch hearts. It's nothing like the sweet love of Jesus to turn a tide in a person's life. How many times have you needed somebody to speak an encouraging word to you? And what a difference that made in your life. And you need to go out today and determine that you're going to be sweet everywhere you go. And don't think the devil won't put you to the test, but he will. But I'm telling you that God's grace, God's strength, God's power is greater than any weapon that the enemy can come against us. We need to stay sweet. We need to sit at Jesus' feet. And when we leave this world, we need to leave a sweet memory. Can you work on that today? God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast.